Hello children, how are you doing? Today I am going to tell you a story from Panchatantra, the tree that talked. Once two friends, Papa Buddhi and Dharma Buddhi, were traveling through the forest. They were going back home after selling their goods in a nearby town. They had all their money in the journey, in that bag. "This is a good place for us to rest tonight." As darkness was falling, they decided to rest. It so happened that the Papa Buddhi was a very dishonest person and decided to cheat his friend of all the money. So he set up hatching a plan while Dharma Buddhi rested. "I don't want to share all this money with him." Papa Buddhi thought of a plan. The next day, he told Dharma Buddhi that it might not be safe to travel with so much money. They could bury the money under the tree for safekeeping. Dharma Buddhi agreed. "We will come here together for the money when we need it." Soon the two friends were back home in their village. But that night, Papa Buddhi came back alone and dug out the bag and took all the money for himself. "Now I can have all this money for myself." The following day, the two friends went back to dig out the money and found that it had been stolen. Papa Buddhi immediately accused his poor friend of the theft. "You thief, you stole all our money. I am going to the village elders for justice." They went to the village elders. Papa Buddhi insisted that Dharma Buddhi had stolen the money. He even said that he had the tree spirit as witness. Hearing this, Dharma Buddhi realized that it was all his friend's wicked plot. So they all went to ask the tree spirit. It was all part of the Papa Buddhi's plan. He had asked his old father to hide behind the hollow trunk of the tree. Sure enough, they all heard a voice in the tree saying that Dharma Buddhi had stolen the money. The elders believed the voice. But as they were talking, Dharma Buddhi, who was not only honest but very clever, picked some dry leaves and lit a fire under the tree trunk. In a short while, the old father jumped out of coughing because of the smoke and accepted his son's guilt. The moral of the story is, the greedy never prospers. I hope you like the story. Do tell me your reaction. Bye for now. Take care.